there calling in to be on Jean Arnell's show?
Jean Parnell, and you're talking to her now, and you are on the air, Paul Dix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I just happened to go through my email, and there they asked me when I do some sort of announcement of this movie you were involved with called Revolution.
And nothing less.
What's it called?
BA Speaks, Revolution Nothing Less.
Oh, Revolution Nothing Yet Less.
Yes.
Okay. And so, right away, I thought to myself, this sounds very interesting. It's going to be at the Magic Theater on 125th Street this Saturday, I imagine, between 1 and 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
Between 1 and 8 p.m., yes.
1 and 8 p.m. And then I look there, and I'm kind of reading your bio there, and it's very, very interesting. It said that you were a communist and that you had co-authored a book with Cornel West and some of the very, very, very different kind of dossier. And I said to myself, I'd like to talk to him. So, Carl, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing, sister?
I am fine, sweetheart. And you know, what is the revolution? I mean, I have often said, and of course I don't want to get into your movie because I want you to tell me what it talks about, but I've often thought that, you know, the things that are happening to us in this country in general, one day somebody is going to rise up. And I don't want to incite that on air, of course, because I'm not for a revolution, but yet and still I do believe that they are pushing the paper and pushing the people. So what is the revolution about?
Well, what revolution is it's the solution to all of the horrors that this capitalist imperialist system inflicts on people here and around the world. And, you know, you just have to look at it. Everything from police murders like the one that happened in Brooklyn, the degradation and brutality enforced on women, the plunder of the environment, wars for empire. Revolution is the way to solve all of those. And anybody who sees those problems wonders where they come from, why they happen again and again, and what can be done about them, needs to be in the house for the premiere of this movie, BA Speaks, Revolution Nothing Less. Because in this film, Bob Avakian, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, is going to speak to all of that. He's going to speak to it with passion. He's going to speak to it in depth and with science and substance. He's going to bring out to people why we face all of the problems that we face today, but also what can and must be done about those problems. So, I mean, really, if people are the kind of people who yearn for a different way for people to live, if there's somebody who thinks that there's problems and wonder why they happen, if they just have some questioning about things, they need to check this movie out. They need to get to know this revolutionary leader that you'll meet in it. They need to be in the house Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock up at the Magic Johnson Theater.
Well, I think we're all questioning. I think even those who are questioning don't even know they're questioning.
Exactly.
I believe that we are walking around now with the incarceration of so many black people. I mean, everybody's going to jail. And I had a little saying the other day. I said, I remember when, you know, the numbers and the bank people took numbers, the bank, what do you call them, the bankers, number bankers in Harlem. And I said, and they had to memorize the number because they could get picked up any day.
Yes.
And I said, and then the lotto came about, and I mean, it's like, it's all of a sudden it's legal. It's so legal that it rips off. Do you see the lines in front of the stores? I mean, was that an intent to do what they did? And then I go on and I think of marijuana, that all the thousands and thousands of people incarcerated over the drugs. And now they're saying, it's all right to have a nickel bag. You know, I mean, I'm, let me let you talk.
I was just going to say, on your point about marijuana, the message is worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is legal to have a small amount, but because of stop and frisk, 50,000 people are in jail in New York City over marijuana, and 45,000 of them are either black or Latino.
Mm-hmm.
And so the law gets flipped when it comes to going after sections of people that they hate and fear. And this is something that Avakian's going to get into in his talk. He's going to speak to, you know, because a lot of people say, well, the problem is the youth. They're the problem. And he's going to show how, you know, the problems have been created by this system, what this system has done to blacks and Latinos in particular, what it has done to the youth, and how when the youth try to rise up, the system comes to smack them back down. And through that, getting to why we need revolution and nothing less to deal with all these problems. Because I was thinking, someone told me that you had some concerns about the killing of the young man in Brooklyn.
Yes, I do.
The other day, and it really struck me, a 16-year-old young man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, another black youth murdered by the NYPD. Another black family has to bury their child.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really, how long are we going to have to put up with this?
Well, tell me something, because I have a way of looking at TV and not, but is that did a bunch of youth go into a store and tear it up because of that?
The way I understand it, people were marching in protest.
Uh-huh.
And then they began to express their anger in a variety of ways. The police came at them and attempted to suppress this, and, you know, things popped off. And what I say on that is that the people were right to stand up, because if you don't stand up, you're basically telling them that this is acceptable, and it is not acceptable. It's unacceptable, and it must be stopped. And what it's going to take ultimately to stop it is revolution, nothing less. And like I said, in this film on Saturday, that's something that Avakian BA is going to get into and speak to from a number of different angles, and people really need to check this out. Now,
well, you know, and let me just say the word. When I hear revolution, I also hear you're going to lose. And I'm not trying to be negative, and I'm not trying to be a foredoom, but, you know, first of all, a revolution means armed and dangerous, and it means an army. It means a group of people who are equipped to fight the oppression. And we as a people are not connected at all. I mean, I walk the streets, I read, I look, I see television, I see my own people against me on TV. I see these black people get up and you know, say, what do you want food stamps for? You don't need them. I saw that stupid guy on there, the 999 guy, I forget his name.
Yeah.
You know, and West, and all these crazy black people who they have paid and put money on, and they're up there smearing us. Michael Steele, who is an intelligent man, being used to you know, voice his opinion in their behalf. I don't see us united.
Okay, you're posing a very important question, and one that is on a lot of people's minds, because people get told again and again that revolution isn't possible. They get told the system is too powerful, the people are too messed up and divided, and the revolutionary forces are too small. So we have to get into what revolution is, and that is something that Avakian's going to speak to in depth, but let me briefly lay out what it is. The first thing to understand about revolution is that the actual making of the revolution is something that could not happen in the conditions that exist right now. That is possible and could happen when the society is in the grip of a major crisis brought on mostly by the very workings of the system, the way that it messes over people and contributed to by the preparatory work of the revolutionary forces. It's going to be, revolution would be the act of millions and millions of people who have reached the point where they're determined to no longer put up with this stuff anymore, saw the need for revolution and were determined to act for it. And this revolutionary people, numbering in the millions, would be met by the system with attempts to violently suppress it. And the revolutionary people would need to meet and defeat those attempts at violent suppression. That's what revolution would come down to. And what we say to those who want to see that happen, who are beginning to see the need for it, that we need to politically prepare for that now.
What are you talking about?
About to get into that. Bringing out to people that things don't have to be this way, that the problems that we face stem from the very way that this system works, that it's not our youth who are causing the problem. It's not bad parents or absent dads that are causing the problem. The system is why so many dads are absent. The system is why our youth can't find meaningful ways of getting employed, because the system has sucked the employment, the jobs out of the community and flooded it with drugs. That's why we're up against this. And we have to introduce people to the leadership we have for this revolution, and we have to fight the power and transform the people for revolution. And by that I mean resist politically the ways that they come down on people, whether that's through mass incarceration. And that's why I was a part of starting the Stop and Frisk campaign.
I saw that, yeah.
Bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I've been involved around police brutality. That's why others of my comrades are working on other fronts, like against the violence and degradation brought down on women, against the wars and the drone murders that the U.S. government perpetrates. We have to take all those up.
What does beauty feel like? Find out with Venus Embrace. Every five-bladed stroke gives you 360 degrees of smooth for goddess skin you can heal and feel. Only from Venus Embrace. Venus. What does beauty feel like? And where does it begin? It begins with your skin. Venus Embrace. Every five-bladed stroke gives you 360 degrees of smooth, revealing goddess skin you can feel and feel. Only from Venus Embrace. Also in disposables.
Together with 289 other like-minded people, that's a step towards getting involved, because there's 290 seats in the theater.
Well, you know, I have a way of knowing things, but not knowing the names and the country and the places where they all took place. But I remember there was a sort of a revolution or whatever it was, big blow up. When that young man, or yes, it was a man, who was denied a license to shop or to sell something. I don't know.
The vendor in Tunisia.
Yes, yes.
Which sparked off the Arab Spring.
And he burned himself up or something.
Yes.
He poured.
Yes.
And, you know, all of this had been going on for years and years and years and time and time and time. And all of a sudden, this one incident required or started a revolution.
Well,
an evolution, anyway.
What I would say on that is it started a serious uprising among the people.
Yes.
But actually not a revolution, because what ended up happening in Tunisia and in others of the Arab countries where this went down is that in Tunisia in particular, the leader of the government was toppled, but the structure around him remained in place.
Oh, did it?
It was like people stood up and wanted a change. The leader was toppled, but his colleagues stayed in place. Similar things have happened in Egypt and other countries, so that was not the revolution that we're talking about. Because if you just remove one person, you know, you're not actually changing the structure. You have to actually change the structure, transform the institutions. Because you look at it, like, just to touch back on this police murder in Brooklyn, we should live in a society where those who are entrusted with public security would sooner risk their own lives than kill someone, an innocent person, needlessly. But we got the exact opposite of that. The police killed young people because they mistake keys for guns. They mistake candy bars for guns. And then they get exonerated for it. That's not the way it should be. It should be the other way around. But we need a revolution to bring into being the kind of society that would recruit and train public security personnel to act that way, as opposed to the way that they recruit and train them now, to unleash them to brutalize people and to hold down sections of people. We need a revolution to transform that, and we're going to get into VA, Bob Avakian is going to get into all of that this Saturday, 1 o'clock at the Magic Johnson Theater. People who are interested in being there, you can get tickets right up in Harlem at the Harlem Music Shack. That's 23. Let me just give this address real quick. 2361 Fred Douglas Boulevard between 126th and 127th Street. Because I want people to get their tickets, to get them soon before they run out.
All right. Well, you know,
be there.
I want to know, you have a time there. You said it's from 1 to 8. It's not the whole thing. It's just, is that two movies being shown or?
Movie is actually 6 hours long because
it's a very serious topic
that requires a serious exposition, and we're going to show half of it, take a break for a nutritious meal, and then show the other half because we want people to have some actual nutrition along with the intellectual stimulation that they're going to get from the thorough exposition that the movie will provide.
Well, you can't mention the price, but is the meal included in the price?
The meal is included. Mm-hmm. And people who want more information can go to the website for Revolution Books. And that's www.revolutionbooksnyc.org. That's revolutionbooksnyc, all one word, no punctuation, no spaces, .org. And if people want to go old school, there's a phone that they can call.
Yes, what's that?
Area code 212-691-3345. That's 691-3345 in the 212 area code, because I got to include my old school brothers and sisters who want to actually dial up.
That's me. That's me. But, you know, let me just say this because we've got 1 minute left. I wouldn't want to say that I want a revolution. I don't know. I'm not in that headset. But I do wish that we were more civic-minded and more conscious of what's going down with us. And every day when I look, the other day, Melissa Perry put up on MSNBC how disparagingly and how what the gap between the poor and the rich are. And it was devastating to see. And it also scares me so much because I'll let it in like this. Why we should listen to what's going on is that after the money gets so big, there's nothing nobody can do. There's nothing. So they need to know what could, even if they don't do a revolution, even if they do an uprising, even if they do, even if they stand up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore in their own way, I think... going to see your movie is worthwhile. I really, and I recommend everyone. I wish I was going to be in town. I would go. I'm not going to be in town, brother, but if you come back with it or have it anywhere else, please feel free to come here at WHCR.
We'll keep you in mind on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. All right,
and thank you for coming on at this late notice. I called you yesterday, and here you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's really nice. I can't believe what's going on in this country. If somebody had told me that at this late stage in my life, I would be talking to people in the United States of America about revolution, I'm not into that at all. But when I hear somebody like that guy Ryan, who ran for president the other day, telling people after he lost that he's going to stop Obamacare. And, you know, later, and then he's going to take the money that Obamacare has made so far and use it to take away from more poor people. And, you know, and then you open up the TV in the morning and there's Chuck Scarborough on MSNBC agreeing with him. And if he's not agreeing with him, he's going like, well, you got to give a start. And then the way they talk about Obama, I mean, you know, I have people who say, well, Obama's not that great. He's not that wonderful. He's not that fabulous. But, you know, even if he's not, at least he makes somebody think like they used to say about the Kennedys. They said, you know, what I liked about the Kennedys, they peed on you and they told you it was raining, you know? I mean, at least he's peeing on us, making us think it's raining. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. So anyway, as I say all of that, I just say to you and to anybody else who's listening that I'm sorry I'm not going to be here for the movie at the Magic Johnson Theater. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. Hello.
Good morning, Jean.
This is, can you believe everybody? This is Melba Tolliver, of course. And, you know, we are so close, our friendship. And I thought this morning as I woke, I said, Melba must think I'm crazy, or I think she thinks she's crazy. Because we don't ever talk but when we come on the air. But I said to myself this morning, well, it makes it brand new. Every time we speak, you better believe it's not rehearsed.
For sure. Far from rehearsed.
It's far from rehearsed. And I wrote her